Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and He is high above all the peoples. Let them praise Your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among His priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon His name. They called upon the Lord, and He answered them. He spoke to them in a cloudy pillar. They kept His testimonies and the ordinance He gave them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives, though You took vengeance on their deeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Well, the author, the date, and the occasion of this particular psalm are unknown to us, but by now the subject matter should be an old refrain. For the theme of this psalm is similar to those that we've studied over the past few months, enjoy some of the same language. As we see the opening of this psalm in verse 1, it uses the same words that we find in Psalm 93 and Psalm 97. Very simply, the Lord reigns. These words both succinctly and forcibly remind us that God is enthroned and that He is a great King. So what should our reaction be when we encounter this great King who is enthroned above all? Well, the psalmist tells us that the peoples tremble and the earth should be moved. Now, maybe given the strange coincidence of events over the last 24 hours or so and the shaking of Oklahoma, I read this morning that this last earthquake last night had been recalculated and it is now the highest earthquake that we've had in state history from its initial projections, and I assume some of you felt the earth move under your feet last night. I certainly wondered about the structural integrity of my old home. And the psalmist here gives us language that says, when the king is enthroned and we contemplate the Lord reigning, let the peoples tremble, let the earth be moved. You see, simply acknowledging God as a great king as some sort of idle curiosity or a point of theological importance of some amount is senseless. The earth should tremble and move because of who God is and His reign. The rest of this psalm helps us to understand why we should be visibly affected by the truth that God is a great king. Now we come into an interesting point in this psalm in verse 3. Three times in this psalm, God is said to be holy, and this is the first of those three. Well, why is He holy? Well, in this first occurrence, it's because of who He is, what He does, and by His name. And by saying that God is holy, what we're saying is that He is different than us. He's not like us. He wasn't fashioned by our hands or our imaginations. He exists in Himself. He is utterly different, and He possesses a great name. So we move into the second part of this psalm. In verses 4 and 5, we see a declaration of what this great king, who is enthroned above all, what He loves. And it says He loves justice. Would you have expected that as an answer to what the king loved? This king, with all of his strength, loves justice and equity and righteousness. So we see that his strength is not used in an arbitrary manner, but is calculated to do the right thing. He is not vicious, nor is He unjust. He is a just God. He is worthy of exaltation and calls us His people. He is our God, not just any God, but He is our God and worthy of praise. In verse 5, we find the second iteration of this theme of His holiness. Here, His holiness is expressed through the perfection of all of His attributes. God is perfectly just. He is strong. He's good and kind. He loves righteousness. He is holy and worthy of our worship. We are told to exalt the Lord. Well, in verses 6 through 9, at the end of this psalm, the third section, three individuals are mentioned, Moses, Aaron, and Samuel. And they're mentioned as those who called upon His name and received an answer to their prayers. So, what do these three have in common besides having their prayers answered? Well, at one time or another, all of them were leaders in Israel, and they were all people who interceded on behalf of God's people. They interceded because God was angry with His people because they failed to keep His ordinances, to obey His law. They were more than mere rulers. They were people who stood between God and His people. And they prayed. So were those prayers answered? Yes. Well, what was prayed then that was answered? It was prayed that God forgive your people their many sins. And He is known as the God who forgives. So in verse 9, we find this third occasion of the declaration of God's holiness. And how is this holiness described? God is holy because He is good and kind to His people by forgiving all of their sins. He knows that we are too weak to stand on our own. We are in need of someone who can stand between us and God. Well, at one time, God provided Moses and Aaron and Samuel to stand as a mediator, to stand as an intercessor. And He had provided other mediators throughout the entire declaration of church history, the span of time between creation and Christ. But when the fullness of time had come, the King Himself became a man and became a mediator for us. His name is Jesus, and He lives to make intercession for us. For this we exalt the Lord our God, for He is holy. So this psalm has much to say about the authority, the character, and the general disposition of God. We will be strengthened, each of us, by meditating on each section of this psalm. Remember that God's presence is more than enough to move men. We don't need the earth to shake to be moved. His dwelling and His majesty are great. He is high and above all the peoples. He is holy. God's strength will accomplish all justice and all righteousness. He is not capricious, nor is He temperamental. His work is sure. It will be completed. He is holy. And God's profound love for His people cannot be fathomed. Even when they persist in disobedience against His lawful ordinances, He provides a mediator. He hears their prayers and He forgives their sins. He is holy. What more can you ask for? Let us exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill. And let us also have the good sense to be moved. Let's pray.